From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. World powers say they support lifting a UN arms embargo on Libya. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the decision following a multi-nation meeting chaired by the United States and Italy. The move that could help the new Libyan government combat internal security threats and fight the Islamic State group. Dominican Republic President Danilo Medina appears set to win a second term in office. Preliminary returns from Sunday's election give him enough votes to avoid a runoff. Early returns give him about 62% of the vote. His closest competitor, businessman Luis Abinader, has about 35%. Final results are expected later on Monday. President-elect of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, says he will ask Congress to bring back the death penalty as a punishment for crimes including rape, robbery, murder, and drug trafficking. Duterte told reporters his preferred method for executions would be hanging, which he considers to be more humane. He also said he would give police shoot-to-kill orders for organized crime members who violently resist arrest. Duterte won election last week after campaigning on promises to carry out a harsh crackdown on crime during his first 6 months in office. Islamic State militants have returned to using vehicle-borne improvised explosive devices for a bombing campaign in Baghdad and elsewhere in Iraq. The terrorist group staged 5 attacks Sunday, including one at a natural gas facility north of the capital. Officials say the attacks left more than 100 Iraqis dead. As far as Iraqi officials are concerned, the attacks are a sign of IS desperation. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Kenyan protesters took to the streets Monday, demanding major reforms in the country's electoral commission. Jill Craig has more.
For the third Monday in a month, protesters gathered outside Kenya's Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission in Nairobi to demand the commission members resign. Protests also took place in western Kenya. The protesters, most of whom are supporters of the opposition CORD coalition, accuse the IEBC of favoring the ruling Jubilee coalition. They say the commission is unable to conduct free, fair, and transparent elections. The demonstration Monday never proceeded to speeches, as the police began firing tear gas and water cannons into the crowd to order protesters to disperse. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
Senior European Union and Turkish officials are meeting to rescue the EU visa agreement since the ousting of Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The deal has started to unravel with increasingly harsh rhetoric from both sides. Dorian Jones has more.
An international students' meeting Sunday was the latest venue for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to slam Brussels, declaring Turkey has received 3 million refugees while the European Union has just looked on. Friday, he said the European Union cares more about dogs and gay rights than the plight of Syrian refugees. The relentless rhetoric comes as the European Union insists Turkey harmonizes anti-terror laws in order to secure visa-free travel to European countries. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have stressed economic issues as they try to win votes ahead of Tuesday's Democratic presidential primaries in Oregon and Kentucky. The two states have similar number of delegates at stake, with 74 in Oregon and 61 in Kentucky. After Tuesday, the Democrats have no more contests this month, with only voting in the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico before the big slates scheduled for June 7th. Donald Trump says he may end up having a bad relationship with British Prime Minister David Cameron. He reached that conclusion after Mr. Cameron called Trump divisive, stupid, and wrong for proposing a temporary ban on Muslims entering the United States. The U.S. Supreme Court avoided a major ruling Monday on a legal challenge by some Christian nonprofit employers to a mandate under the Affordable Care Act to provide female workers with birth control. The High Court sent the cases back to lower courts for further review. The U.S. Congress is set this week to consider several measures to fund research into the vaccine for the Zika virus, as well as a plan to control mosquitoes that spread the disease. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.